It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 31st, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $70,440. ETH is up slightly at $3,612, and Binance Coin is down slightly at $605. Well, personal data of 73 million current and former AT&T customers has been leaked online, including addresses, social security numbers, and passcodes, according to the U.S. telecom giant. Passcodes have been reset as a precaution, and customers are advised to monitor their accounts and credit reports. The leaked data dating back to 2019 involves 7.6 million current and 65.4 million former customers containing names, email addresses, and birth dates. AT&T serves around 290 million people. This is a major incident for the crypto space, given that many exchanges and authentications occur via cell phone confirmation. Users are advised to secure their accounts with strong, unique passwords and enable two-factor authentication to minimize risks of identity theft or account breaches. Well, CFTC Commissioner Caroline Pham criticized her agency's charge against KuCoin, suggesting they may encroach on the SEC's authority. The CFTC, along with the DOJ, charged KuCoin for operating a digital assets derivatives exchange illegally. Pham argued that the CFTC's approach could undermine the investor protection laws by conflating financial instruments with activities. The issue underscores ongoing questions around the division of authority between the CFTC and SEC in regulating the crypto industry. Well, the wallet involved in the $11 million hack of Prisma Finance is demanding a public apology from the protocol's team before considering returning some of the funds. The hacker claims to be a white hat interested in helping, not keeping the money for themselves. They want the Prisma team to hold an online press conference identifying themselves publicly and apologize. The hacker criticizes Prisma for the security oversight and believes a press conference would make the DeFi teams more responsible. They said most of the funds will be returned, but haven't specified the amount. Despite those intentions, the hacker's actions, including transferring funds to Tornado Cash, have made some users skeptical. Prisma Finance has halted the protocol and is focused on recovering funds. Well, Roman Storm, co-founder of Tornado Cash, filed a motion to dismiss charges against him, arguing they are fatally flawed. The motion raises legal justifications, including a First Amendment defense. It questions how Storm could conspire with criminals if he had no control over Tornado Cash during the alleged conduct. His lawyers argue that writing code is protected speech under the First Amendment. Storm faces charges related to money laundering and operating an unlicensed money transmitter business. The defense asserts that Storm cannot be held responsible for users' illicit activities. And finally, activity on Layer 2 blockchain Base has surged to a new all-time high as March comes to a close. Base's decentralized exchanges also saw record volumes hitting $657 million across 24 hours. The surge coincides with Base's total value locked exceeding $1 billion. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.